B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around the NFL in 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Can you watch us on Twitch, Nick? Oh, we're up on twitch.tv. You can get involved with the conversation over there. Get the 98.5, the Sports Hub app, listen to the show live, listen to our podcast, read blogs and things of that nature. And, Rich, it was excitement personified. Big 4 o'clock slate at the NFL. But let's start off with one that ended early.
Let's do it. What the hell is going on with the Seattle Seahawks?
Being able to take advantage of that. Instead, they've had too many bad plays. Wilson steps up, throws, end zone, picked off.
Oh, man, who just threw a pick in the end zone?
Mr. There? Unlimited.
Okay, I mean, listen.
Mr. Who Unlimited also had about 30 yards of material of real estate in front of him and still threw that ball.
Well, John, who threw a costly interception and had a fumble as well?
It's Mr. Unlimited. Tell him.
Yeah, unlimited 57, turnovers.
57% quarterback rating. Now,
he sucks. So he has turned over. Well, I mean, listen, he's been an MVP candidate for the first part of the season, but Mr. Unlimited has now had 7 turnovers in the last 2 games. I mean, they got beat by the Rams yesterday. Rams are a good team, but they started off 5-0, and they've dropped 3 of their last 4. And you can point the finger at Russell Wilson for a lot of that because he just can't stop turning the ball over.
Well, give the MVP, please, to Patrick Mahomes, because Daddy pulled a Panini card with the jersey in it from his rookie year.
Hey, now.
1-99. And what do you say about that, Mr. Russell Wilson?
It's Mr. Unlimited.
Saturday night, I went through all my old cards and wrote down the prices, the one I thought might have value. Let's get going. I got something in common with you by doing that, Mr. Russell Wilson.
Mr. Unlimited.
Now, Russell Wilson, obviously you are a man who obviously has to have the confidence, knowing that football is a game of ups and downs and that you could go out and have a bad game but still deep down be a great player. What did you have to say after the game?
It's Mr. Unlimited.
Okay, this is what he actually had to say here.
The reality is I know who I am. You know, I know that I'm a great football player. You know, I know I've been great. I know I will be great. And I'll continue to be great. I know that there are better days ahead. And so, you know, I think that, you know, I'll use a baseball analogy, but sometimes you go up to the plate, you know, and you don't have your way. So that's what it was today. And so, you know, I look forward to, you know, getting back after it and getting back to work and just finding my best again, and just I have no doubt that you know greatness is in store.
That is LeBron-esque.
That is Russell Urkel right there.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you that. That is Russell Urkel. He is the biggest nerd, and he's obviously been going to some life coach that's telling him to only speak in positives and to put things out like that and, you know, put out this vibe and it will come back to you. He is talking to some life coach and some guru who's telling him to speak in these ways, because this is a guy who's doing mirror work. Do you know what mirror work is? That's literally like the thing from SNL where you look in the mirror.
Oh, Stuart Smalley.
And I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. Yeah. And doggone it, people like me.
You do thing. Positive affirmations. There's something called mirror work, which I guarantee he's doing. It doesn't work in my experience.
I'm gonna give him a pass this week because that's not normally who he's not usually Mr.
Hooray for you!
But, like, someone like LeBron, who constantly does it drives me crazy. You do it once, you get a pass. If he does that again next time he screws up, that's going to drive me crazy.
Especially since he's got everything you could ever want, in almost too much of it.
Oh, did you see? Now, I did get to see a little bit of this game. Jalen Ramsey shut down DK Metcalf yesterday. Do you know how superhuman you have to be able to do that to him? I think he had like 1 catch for 9 yards.
Oh, I know all about it. He's on my son's fantasy team.
That's not good for him.
I wish kids, every kid that I've met, would ask their dad more often to see their fantasy team. Because they're not doing it enough. Every kid that comes into my house, I would like them to ask. I have a friend whose kid asked to see the fantasy team just like whenever it crosses his mind, he opens his mouth and makes the noise to go see it. Like, it, like he'll be doing something, and then the guy comes over, his family comes over a lot of Sundays, and the kid just, anytime it occurs to him, fantasy football, he'll just say it. Just says it. There's no filter in there.
Yeah, I hand my son my phone, and I'm just like, here you go. You know what I did a couple weeks ago? I loaded the app on his iPad that he uses for school, and now he can just sit there and look at it that way. So, but you're right. I mean, usually it was like, let me see.
My son has his own phone, but I haven't. I don't know why I haven't put it on his phone. I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no
idea.
That way,
trust me, your life will be a lot better on Sundays and peaceful.
I don't know. He'll still ask me, and then mispronounce every name.
Well, who would have thought a Bills Cardinals game would be the game of the week? But what an ending!
I'll tell you who: Dave Richard. And by the way, stop saying Dave Richard, the fantasy guy, comes on the show to help me with my team. We stopped, and I think it was Rich's idea, but it was right. We stopped taking your stupid phone calls about your teams. And all I ask is what free agents are out there. And I tell them to slow down because I'm taking the information too. I don't ask about my team. And also, on top of that, I asked who to play in Daily Fantasy. And he said this game, and he showcased this game as his game, and I want a little bit of cash in Daily Fantasy.
Was he saying to take? I mean, was it...
He told me to take some guy who didn't do well, but he...
Okay.
Some receiver from Arizona. Regardless, though, I mean, if you took Smalley McGee over there, the little water bug, you would have had a lot of points yesterday.
Kyler Murray? Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Smalley McGee is Kyler Murray. Smiley McGee. I like that better.
He looks like a little kid playing flag football.
He is just so much damn fun to watch.
He's faster than anybody else on the field.
Oh, he's so fast.
I know.
Oh, no, he's like a little kid. Yeah. He's like a little
great.
Kid.
Yeah.
Like skedaddling all around. He's going to play 2 years. But I mean, give me a break with him. I mean, that kid's gonna get his. I can only imagine the fear of God that
but
got to come
now,
into
you. For
but
now,
the first year is always fun.
Oh, and
man.
To get that ball into the end zone, he had all his little body had to put everything into it.
Hey,
so with a minute left in the game, we all thought we'd be talking about Josh Allen magic.
No.
For another.
No, yeah, yeah. Good. Hey, stop the clock. Because another thing. Did anyone watch Josh Allen play yesterday? Because that's Josh Allen.
Yeah, I watched.
Yeah, because good. So
first half amazing, third quarter and first 10 minutes of the fourth quarter awful.
And then
he pulls
amazing.
A drive out of his ass.
Well, he wouldn't have put in a lot. First of all, neither of these teams scares me if I'm anyone in the playoffs. These teams are a joke. But second of all, Josh Allen, give me a break with him. He does it every game, even if it's a blowout. He does it. He tries to lose. I don't care what his record is.
7-3 now.
He's 7-3. Congratulations. They beat the Jets twice.
By the way, their point differential after 10 games, Rich, you want to guess what it is?
1.
Plus 7.
Yeah.
After good. 10 games.
Yeah, good for the
they're
Bills.
They're 7-3.
The Bills are a fraudulent
team. 7 points more than Arizona.
And by the way, what your record says you are.
Uh-huh. No, and Arizona sucks too, but go ahead.
Well, so, I mean, of course, you had
the hand of the rush. Allen looking. Takes it. Been the best receiver in the NFL this season.
Yeah, the best receiver in the NFL had something to say.
That's right. 34 seconds left.
How could you say he's the best receiver in the NFL when the best receiver in the NFL is on the other team?
And he did this.
Shotgun. Murray out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it down.
Brian, you dumb face dummy. How the hell could you trade that away for a bag of hammers? Oh, my God. That was one of the best plays. It's definitely the best play of the year. DeAndre Hopkins, 3 guys covering him, comes down with the ball. Cardinals win. Listen, Hopkins was amazing on that. But Kyler Murray's throw with his body twisted like that, it was a perfect play.
Well, listen, Houston has been managing themselves very well, considering that Miami's sitting at 6 in the draft right now. With the pick that should have been Houston's. Yep. Not like Houston could have used that. Ugh, so well, good for Houston to trade away their sixth pick in the draft for someone to help this year.
Hopkins is second in the NFL in receiving yards. Now, it's behind Diggs, by the way. But, I mean, no, Hopkins is a better receiver than Stephon Diggs 10 times out of 10.
Well, Hopkins' big thing was he wanted to get credit for pass interference yards because that's all that happens with him now.
Yeah.
Is that they just every time the ball's in the air to him, it's a penalty.
Sure.
So, little Kyler Murray, he couldn't get enough. And by the way, Jonathan Vilma, let the play sit there. Instead of, I told him I was worried if he scrambled. Shut up.
Yeah,
just stop talking.
Let it ruminate. That's right. Oh, and Ian Eagle. That's Ian Eagle, right?
He was yes.
Fantastic on the call.
And by the way, you were talking about Kyler Murray. Patriots have him a week from Sunday, so you get a chance to see him.
That first quarterback in the Super Bowl era with 5 straight rushing TDs. I don't know how you can last doing that, but hey, it's been fun this year. Here's DeAndre Hopkins.
Big.
I know. Here's DeAndre Hopkins saying, well, something about the catch afterwards.
I seen him scrambling around. I knew he was going to try to, you know, hopefully... I don't have COVID. Well, hopefully try to get us the ball. We'll give me the ball. I saw him back there, you know, doing what he do, making guys miss. And, you know, I knew I needed to put myself in position.
Thrilled to hear you don't have COVID. Have you seen replays of that play also yet, touchdown?
You know, in basketball terminology, that's what they call this. You know, when somebody get dunked on. But it was on 3 people. Yeah, that was you know, they were in position. It was just a better catch by I.
It's a better catch by I.
It's the way you got to do it. If you want to be a receiver, you got to be a selfish prick. It's funny when a receiver does. It's not so funny when it's Mr. Nerdy Unlimited. But there you go.
It's
Buffalo.
Mr. Unlimited.
Well, three people surrounding him.
Can't blame him for saying that. I mean,
I don't blame him for saying it.
No, it was great.
You can't say, well, I was lucky to get the football. No, you went up there and took it away from three
people.
Hell
yeah, he did.
It's absolutely
what he was saying.
Inexcusable. Inexcusable that ball ends up in his hands.
Sure.
No, punch him in the stomach. Literally take his arm and break it. So you get called for a penalty, and they get it at the 1.
Yep. Did you see?
I take my chances there.
Twist that Tyler Murray threw from is just nuts. And I know that obviously what DeAndre did was more impressive, but I mean that was an unbelievable throw at the angle that he threw it.
Yeah. I mean, he put his whole body in. He's a little boy. He reminds me of a little kid playing flag football.
You think he's going to get figured out the way that everyone always seems to figure
No. He's not going to get figured out, but it takes one 260-pound linebacker who runs a 4.4 to cut him off.
No, Kyler Murray can throw. And Kyler Murray also isn't dumb. And Kyler Murray also they've surrounded him with a ton of weapons. So,
and Kingsbury's perfect for him, too.
I don't know if Kingsbury is perfect for anyone, but if he's going to be perfect for anyone, it's Kyler Murray, I guess, because they have the history. But
it works. They're 6-3. They're tied for first.
Yeah.
That division, by the way, is nuts right now. What's isn't it 3 teams at 6-3?
3 teams at 6-3, and the Niners are 4-6.
Yeah. What we learned about the AFC is there's 2 teams in the AFC, and everyone else can go take a break. That's what we've learned, is that it's going to come down, hopefully it comes down to this, it really should, to great teams.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Pittsburgh
true.
And Kansas City.
Yeah, because Titans have kind of fallen by the wayside, and we've seen what's been going on. You know, the Ravens are frauds.
Buffalo's not any good, really.
No, Buffalo's,
Buffalo's fine, but they're not the Steelers, and they're not the Chiefs.
No, right. They're 7-3 and clearly in the second tier.
NFC is just a jump ball. I mean, there's a ton of teams that could take this. Now Breeze is hurt.
I mean, who is the best team in the NFC? It's not Green Bay.
It's probably Tampa Bay.
After they got run over by New Orleans last week.
It might be Green Bay.
I mean, Green Bay's
New Orleans. I mean, there's a lot of teams that could do something.
But Breeze is hurt, so I don't know how bad that's going
to be. Yeah, but everyone loves the backup. Everyone loves the kid.
Jameis eating the W.
Everyone loves James.
Green Bay struggled to put away Jacksonville yesterday.
They did, but they did.
I understand, but that's not a dominant
team.
Why can't Jacksonville
just win that game and just give the Jets?
Oh, that's good. Get some cushion.
You don't think Trevor Lawrence wants Jacksonville to lose another game? You think Trevor Lawrence wants to go to Jacksonville? Can you imagine that? Big shot kid, they're going to send you to Jacksonville to rot.
But he won't play right away because we all know.
You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
I mean, you don't buy that many fake mustaches and just throw them in the trash.
Right, the promo days are, what are you going to do with that whole closet full of mustache and jorts?
Yeah, I
jorts
know.
Sunday.
Yeah, they gotta give Minshew at least another year.
I don't know. Trevor Lawrence is a Southern kid, right? He's from Tennessee, I think.
He's from Georgia, stupid. You haven't seen his when he was 10? I have watched Trevor Lawrence as a 10-year-old. His parents made a hype video of him.
Okay.
Playing Pop Warner football in suburban Atlanta.
Okay, so, yeah, Jacksonville. That's it. There
I mean,
it is.
It's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever... Someone tweeted it out, and I sat there. It was, like, 15 minutes long. In fairness, I watched 5 minutes of it, but it was like, what am I doing? Why is there... And his parents had made a hype video with music and everything.
No.
That might be a Marinovich situation.
Ooh.
That might be a Marinovich situation. Making a hype video of a 10-year-old playing football?
You better hope it's not a Marinovich
situation.
You don't
even have to play football until you're 20, and you could still play in the pros. Not as a quarterback, but... I mean, you don't think a kid could be 20 years old, walk onto a football team, and be a pro tight end?
We've seen it happen.
All
right. Basketball players and everything, yeah.
Antonio Gates, the whole nine. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Thor is a bad movie. Very bad movie.
Thor 2 is worse, so just don't see Thor 2.
I don't know why they're insisting upon Thor. Thor's not a good character.
He becomes a great character.
No, I saw...
Matter of fact, he becomes quite possibly the best character.
I saw the Ragnarok movie or whatever the hell it's called. I saw that. I liked it. But
then you're going to love the Infinity War and Endgame, because Thor's trajectory just goes in that direction.
But as superheroes go, it's a lot to ask. I mean, he doesn't really... I'm not interested in that stupid planet. I'm not interested in the dumb hammer. I don't quite understand what he does. I don't like him. I don't know why him and... The great thing about... Because I never... I don't watch, a lot of movies. So, you know, I usually consume television. And even the episodic television, they have so much time to tell their stories. Mm-hmm. What's funny about these Marvel movies is how they'll just kind of jam in a love scene. Like, they're kind of jamming the whole, he likes Natalie Portman. Like, that just kind of there's really no interplay between the two of them to speak of. There's probably, they share about 5 minutes on screen together, but at the end, you're led to believe that they're madly in love.
Yeah, you know what, to be honest, that they kind of move on from that.
Yeah, it would seem
although
so.
They're making a new, although the new one, she comes back, they're making one right now. It's the same guy did Ragnarok called Thor Love and Thunder. And I guess that she's back.
Love and Thunder!
Which is the greatest name ever. Once again, Thor has become from one of the worst characters to one of the best characters.
Love and Thunder and Rock and Roll! Put them all together and what do you have? Take out the van to the carnival!
All right, Rich, what else happened in the NFL yesterday?
Well, listen, Tom Brady and his Bucks sucked last week. Well, they didn't this week.
Ronald Jones will get a big hole. Jones gets by!
Was absurd. And
you might go all the way if you got Rock and Roll Thunder.
Love and Thunder together.
Love and Thunder. Going all the way. Come on now. Come smell my hand.
Well, the Bucks roll over the Panthers. Smells nice. 46-23, but for those who like that warm, fuzzy, nostalgic feeling.
Warm and fuzzy.
Nostalgic.
That's where I like it.
Gronkowski, wide open touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Yep, there you go. How about that?
She's got a bristly birdcage. Now I gotta feed it.
A bristly birdcage? I've never heard it.
I just made it up.
Oh, all right.
Okay. You don't even know what I'm referring to. That's why I can do it.
She's got a bristly birdcage. Now I'm gonna feed it.
She write Hallmark cards.
Yum, 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 yum. Come on now. What'd you say?
Yum, 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 yum.
That's the call and response, the whole audience. I go, what'd you say, ladies?
Meow, 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 meow.
They're like little birds, and I'm like, I'm going to chew it up and spit it in your mouth.
Meow, meow, meow.
Like a bird feeds its young.
Okay. I don't know why it's meow.
No, it's not. It's a chirp, 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 chirp. Well, you do it. Well, don't get everyone excited.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, if you didn't already win earlier in the season, you would have, again, we had a scoregami in that game, a score that's never been achieved in the NFL. I thought it was, like, super-duper rare. We've had two in, like, the last 3 weeks.
The scoregami, I'm kind of, the scoregami is, I'm not, there's too much to keep track of with all this crap.
Oh, well, you just have to follow on Twitter, scoregami, and it tells you if there's a scoregami.
That's right.
Is it wrong? Is it bad form to ask if you hit on your degenerate special, Rich, now that we're talking about scoregamis?
I got a push on my degenerate special.
Right, just checking.
They weren't too enthusiastic about this one. Remember, they're like, we'll revisit that next week. Or
did you see that Jay Stu put out a tweet? He's like, take it easy on the bankroll, boys. People are using their hard-earned money based on what they say. They're tracking every... He literally said this. He goes, they're tracking every word they say.
I would actually like to see those accounts that do that.
They're tracking them. Be very careful. Don't mess up. You're being tracked.
They got to keep records. Keep receipts.
I hear the sloshing of blood. Someone approaches.
Hopefully it's not anyone with any ill intent on us. That would
pull the net. Got me one.
Yes. You bagged yourself a big one.
I bagged myself a big one. Get out the car battery and the clamps.
Well, the only thing I care about yesterday's Lions-Washington game is that our good friend Aqib Talib was on the call.
Gibson. Room. Touchdown, Washington. A 5-yard touchdown run for Antonio Gibson, his second of the game, and we're an extra point away from being tied. What'd you see?
Gibson able to get outside. They in this two running back package. They use McKissick as eye candy.
All right, so all I know is
he had to ask Talib. He had to ask him. That's not good. You got to be on there. You got to be Johnny on the spot there.
Everyone universally on Twitter, like all the writers, said Aqib was doing a great job. And when I said that in Dan's headset, he goes, what? So I guess Dan watched some of that. Or
well, Dan also said get off Twitter and don't believe everything that the listeners and people send you. No, it was there was a lot of dead air in the first half to the point where his partner there almost has to egg him on to say something.
Okay.
Let the touchdown go. Give it a second or a couple of seconds. And then in comes the analysis of it.
In fairness, they find that they feel the need, even though these guys have been traveling together and being in interviews with each other, to put them 84 miles apart in the booth. I think we can all have a sigh of relief when we see that they're 85 miles apart in the booth.
Well, listen, it's his first time, Dan.
I was just going to say there may not be the chemistry there on the first game of teams that he might not be that familiar with. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I should have really called him and given him the rundown. I forgot to watch that game.
Well, it was actually an excellent game. Thor. Well, why not?
Well, no, it's excellent in that it ended in a way that no one suspected, which the Lions had a huge lead. They gave it up, and they actually won the game.
Well, they won it. Okay, so first of all, Alex Smith was back as a starter, which is pretty cool. There was that rally by Washington. And
wouldn't it be funny if he broke his leg again and everyone who celebrated him coming back, and then he could never walk again, and everyone was like,
that would be awful.
Yeah, all in your face. You really shouldn't have played, should he? Not smart.
But, Fred, the Lions ended up winning with the longest game-winning field goal in Lions team history.
And that's saying something with it, because when you used to go to Lions games and they would have to put someone on the – I mean, if it wasn't Eddie Murray, who was a big-time field goal kicker for them.
Jason Hansen.
Jason Hansen for years was the guy.
Yep.
Jason Hansen. It was Eddie Murray into Jason Hansen and now Matt Prater,
mm-hmm.
who – bit of a God squad guy.
Oh.
Well, Tlaib's going to be a success. Just another guy like Scal who comes on our show and then moves on to broadcasting fame and fortune. It's the TNR touch, Fred.
No, we reached out to we got Tlaib. Scal was existing around us, and we pulled him in. Scal's a different thing. I'm not wild about Scal.
Hang on. Scal got his first broadcasting with us.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're saying that Tlaib...
No, I'm saying Tlaib was his own person and you know, got these jobs on his own. No, we made Scal, and Scal does not seem... That does not seem to register with him at all.
No, he has come on, and he has said that he's apologized for any kind of quotes that he might have been taken out of context.
He doesn't believe that.
No, but he's given us credit. He has. He's given us credit before. On our show.
Where else?
I don't know.
Really? Rolling Stone does a piece on you and you don't go...
he apologized after that.
I don't care if he apologizes 8 times. So someone cheats on you 70 times and apologizes after each one and you say it's okay?
I think he said he had his radio show. It was his radio show and the Rolling Stone thing. But
you know what Jimmy Kimmel does? Is he went back on Kevin and Bean, and every time he's interviewed, he says he was on the Kevin and Bean show. And now Jimmy Kimmel is one of 3 late night hosts, and he still has the character to go, oh yeah, I was on Kevin and Bean.
He does.
Brian Scalabrine is just some 12th man on a bench, all of a sudden doing all this broadcasting, enough for the Rolling Stone to take notice, and they ask him, and he goes, well, I was doing a radio show. You just made it up. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay, it's okay, Scal, don't worry about it. The guy's got attitude for days. And it's not funny anymore, to be honest.
I see. He's come on our show since then, and he's been... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. He's been
good.
I don't
care. If someone spits in your milkshake and then apologizes for it, it doesn't make it okay.
I mean, listen, does he scoop out the spit? Because that's what he was trying to do.
I want to spit in your milkshake.
Love and thunder.
Love and thunder. Spit in your milk sacks. All right, very good. All right, we will be back. Maybe we can discuss a little bit of if we're actually going to go through with the, what is it called, the wall mitzvah?
The wall mitzvah, of course.
If a rabbi is listening and will please teach him the ways of the Torah, 617-779. No. Reluctant student.
No.
More of a challenge for a rabbi.
Not interested, thank you.
You're going to have to make it exciting. You're going to have to go say if Mookie Betts was crossing the desert.
No.
Well, you're going to have to do it in a way.
I don't see it.
The chances of Abraham parting the sea.
Yeah.
Or Moses parting the sea were, he was batting 200 up to that point. All right, we will be back. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. You've given her cards, jewelry, and every other romantic idea under the sun. This Valentine's Day, take her by surprise. Give her something that both of you will love. Get her an original Wemblango squirting lapel flower.
Wemblango.
Wemblango.
Wemblango squirting lapel flower.
Can't say I love you, just say Wemblango and squirt her right in the face.
Right in the face.
Wemblango squirting lapel flowers are perfect, and not only for Valentine's Day, but every day. Got a big presentation.
Wemblango.
You're the office cut-up. Meeting her folks for the first time.
Wemblango.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
You just got an eyeful of juice.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'll finish.
I'll finish.
I'll finish.
Kill.
Wemblango.
Wemblango also has other items as well. Fake vomit, fake dog poop, fake torsos. Got a lot of fake stuff. Want to put the FU in funeral, liven things up with a whoopee cushion scientifically proven to sound like a real fart. Stinky, stinky. Fart.
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 Q.
kill.
Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to do. To go to our website, tell them Wallach sent you, and they'll send you a free Bengaloo bucket. Oh, bar for free. Gross.
Toucher and Rich, and that is the voice of Ken Griffey Rules on Twitter. John Wallach. John Wallach went to Camp Young Judea, but has now married Goyim. His second, was your first wife Goyim?
Twice.
Two Goyim.
Yep.
And now has turned his back completely on Judaism. Mm-hmm. We were talking about it, and I was talking about how we are indeed in bar mitzvah season. My son has got bar mitzvahs. God bless the parents because they've G-dashed the parents because they had to put the deposits down, and those deposits don't come back. So you are screwed. So you have to have one, but you can't have as many people as you originally planned for. And it sounds like a huge pain in the ass. But
limits the cash intake for that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, you're never making the money back. I mean, the amount of money these people have to put down for... I mean, we lost deposits. Mm-hmm. We had a deposit for where the ceremony was going to be. It was going to be at this hotel, like, you know, not a good hotel, but it was just going to be the ceremony. It wasn't the party. And they were like, well, here's the deal. It's like, we can get... like, say the deposit was like $3,000. I think it was like $3,000. They're like, we can give you $1,000 back. Or you can just have a party here. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a real fun party. Hey, everyone, let's go down to, like, the basement of the Marriott and jam it out one night.
All right, so I've been
that
to
won't
two
be
bar
depressing.
I've been to two bar mitzvahs. One was a very, you know, humble one, not a ton of people, not very
probably
high dollar. And then I went to one that was just ridiculous. And it's not anywhere near what some of the most ridiculous ones are, where they hire like actual like big name artists and stuff like that. I mean, you've heard this guy. What is the average price of a bar mitzvah?
Like from a nice neighborhood?
Yeah, like if you are right, if it's
20
like
grand, 25 grand.
Wow.
Well, think about it.
25 grand?
Well, Rich, I mean, think about it. If you're going to provide alcohol, that's $5,000. If you're going to feed people, that's $5,000. To get the, and more, yeah, I know. But John's saying more, but I'm just being, to get the venue, $10,000. Then you got to hire the staff.
I was just at one where they rented out the, I've been to a couple recently, you know, children of friends of mine. And one guy rented out the Concord, the Belmont Country Club for his reception. And you had, like, you know, sushi tables in the lobby and, you know, a 200 people
that's
in the ballroom.
That's a $40,000,
$50,000. I think it was more than that.
Oh, yeah. My God. Are you easily kidding me?
I mean, well, he had a DJ with dancers out there and, like,
a buffet for a lot of weddings don't even cost that much.
But now they would, because if you're going to have a bar and you're going to feed people, right there you're talking about over $10,000 with staffing it and the alcohol and the food.
Oh, yeah.
So right there. And then if you're going to have it in a venue that's going to hold the amount of people that could drink and eat that much, that's going to cost you $10,000. Now, my son's bar mitzvah was not going to cost me $20,000. It was less than that. Mm-hmm. But his reception thing was at a place that had like slides, like the like bouncy stuff, but like adult bouncy stuff, which sounds horrible to say. But like basketballs and stuff like that. It wasn't like at a fancy place. It was somewhere out where Hardy lives, the ghetto.
It was like one of the trampoline type places.
You sort of like nicer than that, but yeah, kind of. And okay. So, because like we weren't going to spend a lot of money, but still, that was probably going to cost me $15,000.
Nah,
wow.
Yeah, there have been.
I mean, if you're going to have a party, that's how much it costs.
That's the thing. I mean, I've seen people rent out suites at the big restaurants at Gillette Stadium. I've seen that.
I mean, listen, the price is the price. I guess it's been
crazy.
A while. And I don't even remember how much we paid for my wedding. But, I mean, it wasn't, you know, Fred, you were there. It wasn't like at a schlubby. It was a nice place. And I guess that was, you know, like, what, 15 years ago? So
more than 15 years ago. I've been married for 15 years.
Yeah, so 18 years. Yeah, yeah.
It was 18. So rounded up 20 years ago. I mean, and that's in Atlanta. I mean, you can't get away with. You can't throw a big. My 40th birthday party was $5,000, and that was just appetizers, an open bar, and a part of a restaurant.
Well, that's the one Fierce was at. Okay, I'm just putting it in my head with the mariachi band. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I would have liked to
remember.
Wow. Okay.
Well, listen. That means it's all the more reason why Wallach needs to have his.
Yeah.
You know, on our dime, the wall mitzvah. He's never had his bar mitzvah, and he has really never become a man.
And by the way, shame on local rabbis. A, you're not listening to this show, and I don't know who you're listening to. Maybe that conservative dribbled down the dial. But, I mean, if I'm a rabbi, I'm listening to the Toucher and Rich show.
Mm-hmm.
So why is not one rabbi stepped up and said that we have a reluctant student here, but much like Abraham was a reluctant student. we have a reluctant student here, but there has to be some Old Testament parable that equates to this. We have John, a lost soul, meandering around in a secular life that needs to be taught the ways of the Torah.
Why do I have to be taught the ways of the
because
Torah?
Because I'm not going to stand by and just have some joke bar mitzvah. You need to.
So don't have a bar mitzvah. Call it a bar mitzvah and still have a party.
I won't
no,
do it.
No, that's not sincere. We want to do it because, listen, we feel bad that you never became a man.
I appreciate that. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
You know how at the Wilbur there's the basement? Is I think in the basement of the Wilbur, if you do a VIP thing, we'll have a VIP package where you can go and actually see you read from the Torah.
What?
And that is the VIP package.
Sure.
And then upstairs.
Why would I do that? I've never read Hebrew in my entire life. Well, I'm not interested in studying.
I told you I would allow it to be written in English phonetically.
I see.
So it would be written in English letters.
So I would have to read from the Torah for 20 minutes phonetically?
Yes. And
no.
For $1,000.
No.
Well, this is going to pay for it. For $1,000, you would get at least 10% of the ticket price.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
Yeah.
Is that for $1,000, people could watch you read from the Torah.
A, there will be no takers. But B, I'm not interested.
I bet
you would read the Torah for 20 minutes for $1,000. Dude, it would sell out in a second. The wall mitzvah is going to be the hottest ticket in town.
Oh, come on.
What if, John? What if you could make...
No.
What if you could make $10,000 reading from the Torah? $10,000.
So you're guaranteeing me $10,000.
I can't guarantee you anything.
No, yeah. No.
Stop.
It's not going to happen.
No, $1,000 for a VIP ticket to watch him read.
I'm not interested in reading from the Torah, guys. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, listen. We'll eventually convince you.
But
here's the deal. My job is that every
famous
great
last words.
Listen,
go ahead.
Every great bar mitzvah, from what I've seen, has like good entertainment, and I've just been going through my list of people that we could have, you know, possibly perform. And I don't think there's really many better people that you could get than...
Hot Top Lips.
Right.
Maybe
right.
He could write a bar mitzvah song about you becoming a man.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you could get Mike behind the mic up there.
Maybe he could be bar mitzvah, too. Maybe we could have a mass bar mitzvah. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in. We're doing this. This is... we need this more than any of the other station event 2020. It's been a nightmare. We can put them on one of them chairs, you know, they all clap and they raise them on a chair. Wallach, you circumcised?
Yes.
Yeah, we've been over this. I wanted to have a...
Listen, we get
all right, I can't think. I wanted to have the oldest moil, and I wanted to have a contest for the world's oldest moil.
I see.
And then to double circumcise you.
I want to have the four people holding the chair be Ted Johnson, Scott Zolak, Flynn, and intern Nick.
So it's just one leg is all the way down?
That's a great recipe for me landing on my head side Nick is on.
Anyone who's been to a bar mitzvah and have seen the unbalanced chair carrying, it's the funniest thing ever. It's the greatest.
Unless you're
waiting
in the
for
chair.
Disaster.
Yes, it's very
that's
funny.
Right.
Well, even Ted Johnson's presence in that lowers the chair. That might actually equal itself out because you have Nick and Ted Johnson. No. I mean, you have two very tall individuals than Nick and Ted Johnson.
My head when Nick cannot hold me up.
No. Maybe you get Mr. Jamelli and Nick, and then you get Flynn and Zolak.
I see.
And then
we're talking.
I'll hold it.
The wall mitzvah has to happen. And you know what? There's no better way, you know, just to welcome everyone back to normalcy than to head on down to wherever we're going to do it and watch John Wallach become a man.
By the way, I've been told Ted Johnson's 6'4". He's not 6'4". Ben, go ahead. I don't think he's much taller than me. Go ahead, Ben. I'm 6'2". Go ahead, Ben.
Good morning, Mr. Influencer. Fred, how are you, sir?
Thank you, Ben. It's a pleasure. Follow me at Fred Tudger on Instagram.
Closer and closer to 20 grand we go. Mr. Wallach, John Waldick, where are you at? Shut up and let them mitts for you, or else Fred's going to have to shoot an arrow and hit an apple off your head or something.
Oh.
You got a choice.
That is a good idea, is that I am technically have taken a bow and arrow lesson. I skipped the one on Friday. But we could put balloons all around Nick and I could shoot arrows at him.
Someone said we could have a performance of 98 Moyle.
Hey. Let's just have it in the Catskills so we can do jokes like that.
Hey, if I wanted to be a piece of sporting equipment, I'd be a woman's bicycle seat.
Shecky certainly.
Yeah, we could have, here's a way to phrase it. We could find the comedian with the most, quote-unquote, Catskills name. Shecky Hooda Feinstein. Oh, I'll tell you. All right.
Tug on the collar. It doesn't work.
Exactly.
We're inviting Dale, aren't we?
Oh, sure. Let's make it a fun. Let's make it a party.
No, he's too goyim. He's too goyim. No, he can't be anywhere.
Octopus.
Behind the mic. Yeah. We can get big name talent for this. I do want to get a new Jack artist. Like one new Jack artist for John.
I do want to have the world's oldest Moyle, though. And maybe we could have a contest with a balloon or something. And if they pop the balloon.
I see.
All right. We'll be back with Bob Soucy. We'll talk about what happened in the Patriots. Big victory over the Ravens.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Tutcher and Rich.
Oh, this holiday season, get cheers in at Dunkin' with festive drinks like the signature peppermint mocha latte, the signature gingerbread latte, and the chai oat milk latte as well. Whether you are out caroling or video chatting.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.